Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7 here, Mr. Kennedy B. Inge. And today, we're talking about All Black, slow motion better than no motion. And you know, we start with the ratings. Ken, when it comes to the features, this nigga has some big names. I don't know who Big Sod 1900 is. He had Waka Flocka, he had Cash Kid, he had E-40, he had La Russell. I don't know who Maka is or Maka, and then he also had Frisco Baby. So how do you feel about the features?
Waka was fun.
It was good hearing him.
Yeah.
He been out of music for a minute.
Yeah, he didn't, I mean, he's still Waka. So, mm-hmm. You know, but it was fun hearing him again. I don't know this Cash Kid person, but they popped up on a few of these. I am familiar with La Russell, but I think maybe C+.
C+?
Yeah.
I give them C+, B-. I'm stuck in between there. I like Cash Kid. Big Sod 1900. All of these guys obviously is West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so obviously with the exception of Waka Flocka, but I feel that he fit as well. I thought it was interesting. We'll get into that in the review. The production, Ken.
There was one beat on here I really liked, but it was nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heavy, heavy West Coast sound.
It is.
I think I'm at a C. Oh, there was two beats on here I like really good.
Okay, now you being disrespectful. Am I sitting across from Nick today? Nah, look, all right. You give it a C. I'm giving it a B+. I felt that the production on this was really good. Obviously, extremely regional. You know, we just came off of doing JR Cruz, and we talked about the laid back flow and this, that, and the third. But there was nothing that kind of caught our ear. The production instantly caught my ear on this. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was good throughout. It reminded me a lot of, it's not as good as DJ Mustard, but it reminded me of YG and DJ Mustard's run. You know, All Black's version of it. So that's why I'm giving a B+. So what about the rapping on here?
See? Yeah. Just not interesting.
Wow. I'm giving it a B. I thought the rapping was really good on here. I thought he was interesting. But again, remember, I'm a nigga that I like West Coast. Remember, yeah. Mozzie? Like he reminds me of a less gangster-fied Mozzie. Cause he sounds very West Coast. He sounds relatively angry. He sounds aggressive, not angry. Mozzie sounds angry as fuck. He sounds aggressive, so I fuck with that.
Yeah.
And then what about overall for you, Ken?
C-.
Oh my God, you being disrespectful. It's a B for me.
Wow.
Why? Can what is it on here that is just average?
Everything.
What?
Like, yeah, it's like two songs on here that I like, and it's off of the production. C-Room and Life of the Party. And Life of the Party, that was a Spice One sample.
Mm-hmm.
And C-Room was an old school soul sample. The one thing I did find interesting were the names of some of the tracks, Jamal Crawford, Randy Moss, Bill Parcells. and how he used the names and those particular people to reference, you know, certain things. But that's about it, bro. I couldn't wait to get through this.
Wow.
Yeah, man. And I'm, you know what? I was listening. I was like, man, I felt like I needed to listen to more West Coast stuff so I can really get into the region to really fully understand what's going on. Because I've been tapped out for a minute, at least with this sort of thing. Because when you spend time in it, you kind of start to get it. Like when I was spending time with, when the hyphen movement was going on and stuff like that, you start to kind of familiarize yourself with that particular sound and culture and what they're doing. And you start to kind of grade it on a curve. Unfortunately, I can't grade this on a curve because I don't spend a lot of time out where he's at. So I got to grade it as, you know, as, with what it is.
Man, okay. So remember, not too long ago, we did J Stone. And remember I said it didn't sound West Coast enough. If we took All Black off of this and gave the same production to J Stone, perfect. This is a West Coast album, Ken. And this shit bumping the whip heavy. Like J Dub Flow, love that. I love that beat. I love him on there. C Room, I fuck with. Savers University. The one with LaRussell Creme Brulee. Like, this is a pretty, to me, I don't know how much of replay value it has, like as an entire project, but there's definitely songs on here, Ken. I'm bumping. I'm definitely bumping. And this shit got, it got pull up music. Like this shit is pull up music. Pull up to the function blasting All Black. You tripping, Ken. I don't know if this is going to be, it can't be. The run that we're going to go on, the batch that we're going to be on, we can't be on opposite ends for all of them. But these first two, I don't understand, Ken. Like, I feel like, you know, we've been asking for younger artists that are on the up and up. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, the two people that we just did, they're West Coast. They sound regional. They sound where they're from. But this guy, I feel like he got something. I think there is something here. Again, I think he's less gangster-fied than Mozzie, but I put him in the same lane as Mozzie. Like when I hear him, I hear Mozzie. Now, the one thing I will say is that when I listen to Mozzie, I could tell Mozzie is trying to be better at his craft of rapping. When I listen to All Black, it feels like, this is who I am. I'm West. That's it. I don't feel like he is somebody that's trying to get better at the craft of rapping. But I could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how many other projects he has.
He has a few. I mean, let's see.
He definitely got a few. So yeah, I don't get that from him, but I definitely respect his artistry, and I think that he is good at what he does.
Yeah, he looked like he's been out here for a minute.
Yeah.
He definitely got a joint, the one that he released last year.
Oh, yeah. Now
BFB the Pac-Man. Baby Tron is on there. Jay Worthy.
Bro, this nigga got hella. He got hella work. Hella work. Yeah. Hey, All Black, I'm going to tap in. I'm definitely going to tap in. Can I fuck with him?
Oh, he got a joint with Vince Staples on here. Okay. Sada Baby.
Yeah.
Geezy. All right. Well, you know. I mean.
And he got Currency. He got a Currency single.
Guap Dad. Okay. Yeah. Too Short. So people rocking with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just not on board yet, bro.
Damn.
I'm just not on board yet. I might go back and listen to some of these other joints. I am curious about some of the songs, the ones that have features on there from people I know. I am a little bit curious about that to see what's going on. But I don't think the production is going to change or anything like that. But maybe I don't know. Neff the Pharaoh, 03 Greedo. Okay, those are some guys. Names I know. I know some of those guys. But yeah, man, it's just, I was just like, I was interested. And then after a while, it was just like, all right, well, you know, it's time to move on to something else. And I don't know. I'm not with it yet.
Damn. You know what, Ken? Like, this whole time I was listening to this project, I wish I could crip walk. That's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to see walk to the whole album. Like, you know, again, I'm partial to Southern music, but I definitely fuck with the West heavy. And this is recommendable for me. If somebody tells me that they like West Coast music, I would recommend this project. I definitely would.
This is one where this is a I'm being nosy album. Mm. I'm like, oh, I never heard of All Black. Let me see if this is good. I listened to one. We're like, okay, all right.
Next.
Yep, next. Mm. But what I listened to, I probably listened to something else that he put out because I don't think it was trash to the point where I'm like, nah, I'm good. So I'll be nosy again, you know, yeah. I'll be that nosy neighbor. But I know when I listen to it, I know that I'm going in hoping that I'll be walking away like it, liking it. But I'm pretty much knowing that I'm gonna walk away. But like, all right, well, we gotta pack it up and try again next year or whatever the next project is.
Hey, look, I'm definitely gonna put another All Black joint on the docket. We definitely gonna listen to another one. But look, how do y'all feel? Have y'all listened to All Black before? Is, you know, listening to this review the first introduction to him? FIFO's telling you, go listen to him. I fuck with this project, but you know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll be back tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.